"Read to me," said Lillian, a small, frail woman dying from breast cancer, as she lay in a hospital bed, all bundled up in soft, warm blankets. "What would you like me to read?" "Something from the Bible, something about love." "Well, you know, there's a lot of love in the Bible, a whole lot. Lessons and stories and parables, all intended to show us the many ways we can love one another. For instance, there's the kind of love we give to God that paints the way to loving one another in such abundance and grace that broken relationships are healed. "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." And then there's the love that gives us courage when we're afraid. "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not reached perfection in love." And what about the passage that speaks to us when we are committing our lives to one another? "If I speak in the tongues of mortals and of angels, but do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away all my possessions, and if I hand over my body so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing." And let's not forget that time that Jesus modeled a heartbreakingly deep love for his friend Lazarus and his sisters Mary and Martha. When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus began to weep. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." And of course, there's also poor Simon Peter, seeming to be a stand-in for you and me. Remember when Jesus asked him 3 times if he loved him? When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." A second time, he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter felt hurt because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." Yes, sir, there is a whole lot of love in the Bible. And there's a whole lot of love in the season of Christmas and our season of Epiphany, which comes from the Greek word epiphania and means to show, make known, or reveal. So I'm betting that right about now, you're probably wondering what all this has to do with Lillian. You might be wondering if any of these great lessons or parables or teachings about how to learn to give love were read to her. They could have been. Instead, Lillian was read to from God's love poem, the Song of Solomon, which is reflected in our reading from Psalm 36 today, and a message of love that is throughout the music of the Psalms. In those and in the Song of Solomon, God spoke to her in the words of love that were and are immense and full of longing for human companionship, for our love. So much so that God came down from heaven born of a woman, the God who came to us so that we might come to God, the God who misses us so much when we're far away that God writes us love poetry. God loves us through all of our messy humanness, our impatiences, our regrets when we say or do things we shouldn't. And through it all, God is working with and through all that brokenness. Because God's plan is that we bring God's love and healing back to the world. And through it all, God has promised to never, ever leave us, no matter what we do or don't do, because God's love is constant, even if we aren't. God's love for us is like a waterfall tumbling into the sacred river of life. There's an abiding love there that just keeps flowing and flowing and tumbling and smoothing over the rough edges of the stones of our hearts and the sharpness of our lives, polishing us as we tumble along the riverbed together, flowing from the waters of our baptism. And all along this riverbed, we're learning to love and to trust one another, to reflect God's shining love back into our community and out into the world. You see, Lillian remembered that she was a beloved child of God, and she knew that in taking in God's abundant love, she had love banked, that she could give it away. She lived the remaining moments of her life so that the light of God shone brightly out for others to see and hear and trust and love. She was an amazing woman, Lillian, loving and kind, faithful and funny. Each of us, as our Lillian, are God's beloved, a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of God. Through loving and appreciating one another, we come to participate in something sacred. Now, one of my most favorite theologians is Mr. Rogers. And he once said, "I believe that appreciation is a holy thing, that when we look for what's best in a person we happen to be with at the moment, we're doing what God does all the time. So in loving and appreciating our neighbor, we're participating in something sacred." I wonder what would happen if we did what God does all the time. I wonder what might happen if we remembered that we are indeed God's beloved.